From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. Geothermal energy is a unique feature of the Mountain West. It powers Yellowstone's geysers, and it heats dozens of buildings in downtown Boise. Now researchers in Utah are exploring new ways to tap into that underground heat as a substitute for fossil fuels. KUER's David Kondos reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
There's a new hotspot in the world of geothermal energy, a seemingly sleepy valley in Beaver County. Its secret? It sits on bedrock that reaches temperatures up to 465 degrees.
So if you think about ovens and turkeys, you can cook a turkey in that well if you wanted to lower one down.
Site manager Joseph Moore points across a dirt parking lot to a well at the Utah Forge Project. It's the University of Utah's subterranean lab.
This is a conventional.
The mission here is to test geothermal technology through trial and error, paving the way for other projects that could someday power your home or office without greenhouse gas emissions.
This is the best site in the country. There are hundreds and hundreds of square miles of area that could be made into a reservoir.
Geothermal has been around for decades, but it's been limited to places that naturally have hot water below the surface. Think a geyser or hot springs. So these researchers are here to answer a big question. Can you pipe cool water through cracks in underground rock and heat it enough to create a geothermal plant almost anywhere? High up on the site's drill rig, a team of workers screw together pipes taller than a two-story house. Giant pieces of metal swing into place suspended from wires, twist, lock, then plunge underground.
Pull the slips and now he'll...
John McLennan, the project's technical lead, watches it all through a window while monitoring readings on a computer screen.
So we've drilled to just under 11,000 feet in depth.
6 years after drilling began, his team recently completed a major milestone. They proved for the first time they can, in fact, pump water from one well through underground cracks to a second well. Now, this type of geothermal system does require quite a bit of water, which may set off alarm bells in the parched West Utah desert. But there are two big reasons why McLellan says it still works. One, it draws from aquifers where the water quality is too low to use for drinking. And two, it's a closed loop system. So the same water keeps recycling through over and over, cooling, heating, and becoming steam that turns turbines. But remember, this is a research lab, so it's more guinea pig than power plant.
What we're doing here, we are not producing electricity, we are developing the technology so that the private sector can adopt this methodology.
One of the private companies building on the Forge Project's research is Fervo Energy. It just hit a milestone of its own, producing power for the first time at its geothermal pilot plant in Nevada. And it's about to break ground on its next geothermal project, right here in Beaver County. But even as the technology catches up, there are still more hurdles before geothermal starts powering your light bulbs. One is easing the regulations around building geothermal projects, says Jeremy Harrell. He's chief strategy officer for ClearPath, a DC-based research and advocacy group focused on clean energy. Harrell says it's often harder to get permits to drill for underground heat than it is to drill for oil or gas. In a climate crisis, he says that's not going to cut it.
Our regulatory structure in this country was created in the 70s when climate was an inertial problem, right? And so now we need a different structure in place.
Geothermal can have some environmental impacts, from habitat loss to an increased risk of earthquakes. But geothermal's impacts pale in comparison to those from fossil fuels. And if regulators don't speed up the permitting process, Harrell says the U.S. will have a hard time cutting emissions fast enough to curb global warming.
Everything has trade-offs, right? Like you're not going to have zero environmental impact on building anything. And so you need to look for the forest over the trees, right? Like climate is a central challenge ahead.
So that's geothermal's big picture potential, fighting climate change. But it can have local impacts too. As rural communities struggle to keep their populations and economies afloat, green energy could be a lifeline. Beaver County Strategic Development Director Jen Wakeland sees local geothermal plants and nearby wind farms as a way for the area to carve out a new niche.
if we're creative enough to look at how we can utilize those resources, the ground beneath our feet, sometimes the air above our heads, as it were, can really make the difference in a strong economy or one that decides to wither away.
Farming and mining are still the big players here, but those industries have often been boom or bust. Wakeland says renewable energy could help more small towns weather those highs and lows. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in Beaver County.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.